Hey guys, welcome to Banter and Bonding.
Hey guys.
Yeah, play it cool, whatever.
Just having to tell Heather what her name is over and over and over and over again.
And I have to say, Banter and Bonding, Banter and Bonding, Banter and Bonding, Banter and Bonding.
Is that really what you do in your head?
Yes.
I love it. Yes. Oh, man. So, how was the week?
Pretty good. Back at it with this cough still. I feel like I'm finally like coughing something like up.
We're on what, week four?
Yes. That's yes. Hot. It is.
I feel for
it's
you.
Awful.
Keep it to yourself.
Or
yeah,
you need a break. Keep it yourself.
Just keep it to yourself. I don't know what breaks are, so you just feel free to keep it right on over there.
That's funny.
Any house cleaning stuff?
I don't think I have anything. I didn't take any decorations this week.
Not for this place, just for my office.
Okay, but that's just... no, moving on. You have any house cleaning?
I don't think so. If I do, I guess I'll just blurt it out when it hits me. But
okay.
I don't have anything on my list for house keeping, house cleaning. What do we call it?
Keeping.
Housekeeping.
I said cleaning, keeping. Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You got food this week?
I did.
We skipped it last week because we obviously things happened and we had to postpone. So we just...
And then by the time we picked the day, it was just kind of like, what are we going to do for food?
And yeah, by the time we both had time and were able to coordinate up, we just didn't have time.
Right.
So.
Right.
You don't want to wear your name tag?
I just feel like I should probably not. I don't know.
Nah. Well, whatever.
I don't know.
It's an appropriate podcast. It's nothing bad.
It really is. It's just, you know, whatever. You know, I don't want people coming to my place of work and being like,
I heard you on that podcast.
You're so great. Like, can you autograph my stuff?
Maybe they'll go to the wrong location.
Oh, Ellsworth. Come see me in Ellsworth. They would be so heartbroken. Okay, that's enough.
Okay. So our food this week, what did you pick?
Chili cheese Fritos. Okay, so first off, backstory.
Quit crumpling the bag.
Sorry, guys. Chili cheese Fritos and...
chocolate pudding.
Yes. Okay, backstory. Me and Laura's kid were in the garage, and he felt left out. Like he
was this?
Landon. I don't know what we were doing. Maybe we're just watching the boys paint.
Could be.
Anyway, Landon was just like,
where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Not that important, I guess. Go ahead.
Pooping. No, I don't know.
Good, babe. Go ahead.
I have no idea. So he kind of like felt left out. And he was like, what are you guys doing for food this week? I'm like, I don't know. So he was like, I said, Google it and I'll do something that you think would be good. So we come up with about 5 different things. And I was like, okay, I can't do this. And then, like, you know, lactose intolerant comes in. And then, like,
yeah, it's not good. And I don't do peanut butter, which is a lot of them.
Right. So I was just like, all right. So Leanna's like, how about this? And I was, okay. So this is the top pick of the night because this is something that, you know, you can have. And Lando.
Kind of.
Lando is sick.
Do you see the really big words on the top of that?
No, I don't.
Okay,
delicious.
Great. Go ahead.
Lando is super sick, and I felt like I just kind of wanted to do this for him. I mean, he can have the pudding, he can have the chip, whatever. Anyway, so when we're done with this, you're taking it home to Lando.
Wonderful.
Okay. So, you want to get into it?
I guess. Go ahead and crumple her up.
I was going to say, can I touch the chips?
Yeah. You're so...
movie theater.
You're...
What?
First time?
I think we're just going to do one. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm probably not going to eat this all. And if I did, whatever.
I don't care either way.
Okay.
Other than that cough you got.
I'll let you go first.
Is the pudding at least good?
Yeah, buddy.
Like, we just...
it's up to you. I've not seen. I don't know.
This looks awful.
I bet it's gonna be so good. I kind
of
like
the smell of it though.
Mm.
It's kind of got like a southwesty smell.
Gosh, nabbit, it's in my hair. Okay.
I don't mind it.
Bro.
I don't mind it.
This is a movie night thing. I'd be like,
I really don't mind that.
Me neither. It's pretty good.
If you would have just finished your supper.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind me.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't mind this.
That is so good.
It is really good.
Man. Okay.
That was a good pick, Lando.
You guys, just go check that out because, and if you hear a scrunching, mind your business.
Better mind my business.
That's good. Okay. All right.
Do you have anything you want to talk about this week?
I think we can go back and forth. I kind of did something. I don't know.
You need to cleanse. No. Landon did submit a question this week.
Ooh, I love that. Do you want to, let's do viewer questions first.
Do you have any?
No, I do not. Nobody views. Nobody talks to me. Okay, that's fine.
Landon's question is, what is your favorite Dorito flavor?
Okay, I've only literally tried like three of them.
Okay, so which one's your favorite? You're a Cool Ranch one, aren't you?
How did you know that?
Are you a Cool Ranch one?
I am, but barbecue's pretty close.
The sweet barbecue.
Yeah, I do like that.
I have a bag on my desk.
I took some and I gave you some for your boo basket.
Yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I do like the barbecue ones. I have tried the sweet chili, sweet Thai chili. I don't know. Those ones are okay, but
those aren't my fave though.
The spice gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Cool Ranch.
Yeah, I like the sweet barbecue ones the best. But Cool Ranch is second, and then just the plain.
Yeah,
nacho. It's nacho cheese.
Yeah, nice.
If you could create a law, what would it be and why?
I would have to say this is going to go deep.
Go for
child molesters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into too depth, but I think all of us know what that would be.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't check in and you don't pass go.
I'm going to kind of anchor off that and just do a general child abuser.
There you go. Okay. I like that.
Cause it doesn't have to be specifically that, just any abuse.
Yeah.
That was going to be mine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So,
yeah.
I don't think we need to elaborate.
Right. Everybody knows.
So these are, there might be a viewer question or two throughout here that I missed marking, but we're just going to hit it.
Okay.
If giraffes wore ties, would they be at the top or bottom of its neck? This was mine. Like, would it be way up there or down low at the body?
Okay. If it's down low, it's got to be short. So I'm going to say it's got to be up top where it can just hang all the way down.
I'm the opposite. If it's down here, it needs to be a traditional tie. If it's up top, it needs to be a bow tie.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
Because even on humans, you don't have a tie here. It's on the chest.
That's true.
That was my theory reasoning. But you're free to believe what you want.
Yeah, I believe.
It's your giraffe.
I believe.
You can do with your giraffe what you want to do with your giraffe.
I don't want a giraffe.
But if you did.
Yeah, if I did have one.
Do you want to do something?
I would rethink my decision if I had a giraffe.
You'd probably have to try it on and see what it looks like, huh? Yeah. Style it.
Turn around. Let me see it from the back.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to do something off your list or you just want me to keep going?
Keep going. That's fine.
Christmas gifts.
Okay.
You told me to put this on here.
Christmas gifts. Dang it.
And that you would remember.
Yes. No. Yes.
What
no.
is it?
Yes.
Oh, my drone.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, I know what it is. Okay. So we were talking today about...
Christmas gifts.
Yeah. And Laura said, she got it off of an app.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, she got these drones for the boys for Christmas.
We still have one.
One. Anyway, so we're over there like Thanksgiving-ish, like November. Like it's like, because it's still, it was cold out actually.
Yeah, but it was before Christmas.
November is before Christmas.
But I'm like trying to like think in my head. It was because cold. You had, I know it wasn't just, after Christmas.
You had just bought yours and tried it out and then you were going to buy you the kids's, or the kids's were still coming.
Yes.
So it was at least 4 weeks out because you hadn't gotten them yet.
Correct.
Okay. So anyway,
go ahead.
I'm going to be wheezing go the ahead. Whole time.
So just shame me. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay. So she bought this drone. It was top notch, like legit top notch from.
It wasn't cheap either.
Yeah. It was like, it was really great.
Until I decided to try to fly it on a windy day.
So she gets it up in the air because, like, you can't just, like, there's no point in driving it down low. You got to get it up there.
It bro. Was a video one, too.
Yes. And then bro caught it in the air.
And a big old wind gust.
Shoosh. And then all of a sudden, the video starts glitching out. And we're like, where is it going? And Laura's like, come back, come back. And it would not come back. And then she gone. It actually just kept like rising up, up, up. And well, we can see
once
it just
got
going.
Out of range. It was just game over after that.
I just was like, it was what at is the that wind's happening? Mercy.
And Landon and his friend tried to go hunt it down somehow.
All the kids really did, but then, yeah.
Like, even Lenny took off running. And yeah. I'm like, you yeah. can't. All you're the kids, four.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
going to run across town to look for this drone. Yeah. And I'm just like, well, that was a fun 12 yeah. seconds.
It was crazy. Super crazy, but super funny.
Yeah. That was a good time.
I'm still cackling.
Clearly. I'm so glad that I could give you that memory.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have something similar to this.
Okay.
But have you... So booty and butt are synonyms.
Yeah, okay.
And so are call and dial. But a booty call and a butt dial are two completely different things.
That's true.
Why is that?
Oh... I just can't explain science.
I just want to know if they're both synonyms, why they don't mean the same thing.
That is so funny. Just putting them, just, no. I don't know. That's funny.
What was yours that was similar?
What was mine? The dog pile?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to read fast, but my brain's not going that fast. Slow down. If a bunch of cats jump on top of each other, is it still considered a dog pile?
A dog pile of cats.
That's funny. And we're not dogs, but we dog pile.
Oh, we're dogs.
Okay.
All dogs go to heaven.
Amen. That's great.
What is the last thing that you read? Not the Bible, like a novel.
Probably in the sixth grade, Goosebumps. No, obviously, I don't know. Probably not since, well, like I've read Christian books,
mm-hmm.
not like Bible studies, but Christian books. Honest to God, you want to know?
Yeah.
100 Ways to Love Your Husband.
Okay. Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got, yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
Effective. I don't know.
Okay. So there's that. The last one that I read was A Clean Mess by Tiffany Jenkins.
Okay.
So it's a true story. It's a 2-book series. The first one's called High Achiever. And High Achiever is about her journey where she became an addict and she was actually dating a cop at the time and he had no idea.
Oh, dang.
And that she was like stealing from him, stealing from his parents.
Dang.
And was just spiraling. Well, then she ended up stealing his on-duty weapon and giving it to her drug dealer. So that's how she got caught. And this is true story stuff.
Dang.
So she ended up doing prison time, and then High Achiever is like her getting clean, going to a sober living home. Shortly after she got there, she met a guy, got pregnant, got married.
Dang.
They stayed clean for a really long time. I think it was like almost 15 years later, he went to Vegas for a bachelor party and ended up relapsing.
Dang.
And then marriage got busted up. Yeah. But it was about her coming back from all of that.
Wow.
I followed her on TikTok for a long time. And then I read the books, and they were just so good.
Yeah.
The first one I read in less than 48 hours.
Wow.
So good. The second one, I think it probably took me like 4 days, but because I had less dedicated time to it.
Right.
But I could not put those books down.
Wow. Okay.
So if you are interested in something like that, I highly recommend those books.
Yeah.
Okay. Super good.
Okay.
Okay. Let me take that. Are you more of an extrovert or introvert?
I am a mix. Like, I definitely want to be inside.
Okay. For sure.
Yeah. Okay. But then when it gets popping,
so sign me up. I'm an introvert unless I'm with a very select few people.
Right.
If I'm with those few people.
Right.
Obviously not like the club, because I don't go to clubs unless it's Sam's Club.
I'd be clubbing it up on Saturdays.
But if I'm with those few people and it's just us. Total extrovert.
If like me and you were to go out to like
the club,
we'll just like say even to like a part, like a birthday party or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh no, I'm not gonna enjoy this. Well, then I just start like talking to people because you introduced me. Girl, I'd be life the party.
No, I'm still an introvert. Like even if I took you to a birthday party, I'm still an introvert.
I'm sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Nah, your energy would match mine very easily.
I don't think so.
Wanna try?
You had a birthday party in mind?
No. No, but I'll find something.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, usually it's like if I'm alone with that person or a very, very, very small group of like three or four people.
Yeah.
Then I can be the life of the party. But yeah. I just.
Yeah.
Don't like to use my energy for things that
don't need
my energy.
Okay. So that's fair.
What's your favorite holiday?
I guess through life, Christmas has always been my favorite holiday, and then life happened. And then like 4th of July was my favorite holiday. Now I don't like 4th of July. I guess maybe let's just call it Halloween. I don't know.
Is that because you get to be somebody who you're not for a day, or that you're not expected to be for a day?
Sometimes I'm not who I want to be every day.
You know what I mean, though? Like, you can be anything.
I mean, I don't dress up for Halloween, but, you know, like, my kids have fun, and, like, I engage in that.
It's totally about your kids. Yeah.
Yeah, I engage in that. Like, Christmas, like, it's just kind of, like, somber. I do not like fireworks, like, to do fireworks, but I like to look at them.
Your kids love fireworks.
Yeah, well, you know, again... Halloween is a day that I can emotionally
enjoy the day with.
Yeah, I can emotionally engage in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything else is just ruined for me. I don't know.
My favorite is Thanksgiving, because when my two older sisters were both in the military, that was the holiday they would come home for.
Oh, nice.
So I think probably it was Christmas before that.
Right.
Because you're a kid and all you think about is the presents.
Yep.
But as you get older and you kind of understand Christmas and grow out of that.
Right.
Thanksgiving.
It's more about family. I really feel like Thanksgiving is the family time.
Yeah. So that was mine. And still to this day, of course, one of my sisters has passed, but my other sister, like, she still comes home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that she is a Texan now and doesn't do snow.
Oh, I see.
So she came for Christmas 1 year and got stranded here because of the snow.
Oh, no. And she was not happy.
Well, not stranded, but she was stuck.
Right.
So she couldn't get home for like two or three more days.
Right.
And she's like, never again. Yeah. So she comes for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
If it's cold this year, there was 1 year she came and it was probably lower 50s for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
She was freezing. Freezing. I had to go get her a hoodie and like a full blown coat. And
but we were outside in t-shirts and tank tops.
I was literally in shorts and a t-shirt. And she's like, how are you not freezing? I'm like, because it's nice.
Kansas. This is,
she's like, it's still 85 back home. And I'm like, that's why I don't live in Texas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, me too.
It's nice to visit.
Absolutely.
But to actually live there, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy the seasons.
Right.
If we get them.
Right. Yeah, sometimes it's 3 days and then on to the next.
Yeah, but I just like the change.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
What song always gets you out of a funk? Like, what's your go-to song?
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
Mm-mm.
Not at all?
No. Maybe I should get one. Maybe I wouldn't be in a funk all the time.
You really don't have one.
No. I just turn on the music. I just listen to music. I don't really. What about you?
So I think it's like from 2009, 2010, maybe. There was a summer where one of my best friends from high school, she lived in South Dakota in high school, and she would come for the summers. And I was notorious for burning mix CDs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so basically that whole album is my go-to, but Down by Jay Sean is my go-to.
Can you tell me the lyrics?
I'll just play it for you later.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I don't want copyright, but...
Oh, okay, right. Okay.
My go-to.
Okay.
That's no funny. Matter what.
Dang, okay.
If I'm just... That's the one I put on.
Okay.
So... Maybe it can become your
new song. Yeah, I was going to say, I need some because I don't got none.
What activity instantly calms you?
That's enough to everything. Going for a walk?
Hanging out with me?
I guess...
You did tell me that the other day, though.
You're a whole ass vibe. You're not an activity.
No, the other day when we were at work, when we had our food day, I think.
Okay.
I think it was our food day.
It was. We were sitting in the back, and it was just Laura and I, and we were both just like instantly both of us just got tired. Like, we're both just like, oh, my gosh. And I said,
we hadn't even like ate yet. Like, we had just started eating.
Yeah.
So it's not like we were.
Right. Full from the
food
day.
Coma.
Yeah. I was like, bro, did you realize that when we were like back there, like we were just like. Just like, and she's like, yeah. I said, we are so comfortable together. We could just like, you know, relax and just be. And she's like, yeah. I don't know. And
epiphany.
I think at one time I said, I think I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah. I think you missed it. And I was a little brokenhearted.
What? No.
Yeah, I did. I said, I wasn't brokenhearted, but I was like, you know, like, I love you. And then like, you're just kind of like, eh. And I think you probably just didn't hear me. Or I'm going to say you didn't hear me.
I was probably chomping on a chip. The nachos were good.
They were good.
Why people taco day?
Yeah, that was fun.
Because one's like,
yeah, you're my favorite activity, I suppose. Friday night was amazing. Okay,
that was so much fun.
That was so much fun. So Friday for Halloween. I don't even think we talked about it on Sunday.
No, we didn't.
Okay, so.
I mean, we talked about what our kids were, but that was it.
Why does that sound like a tugboat outside?
Someone's mowing. That's what it sounds like to me. Someone's mowing.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyways, go ahead. Friday night.
Friday night. After we kind of got done trick-or-treating, I called Laura.
Got our family settled.
Yeah, I called Laura and I said, hey, what you doing? And she was like, you know, just hanging out. And I said, you want to come get me? And she's like, sure. Anyway, so a 30-minute, you know, hangout. We were actually going to go see if we could, like, see somebody. Like, go...
We were going to go bust up a high school party.
We
were
going
to try.
Okay, so then on our way out
Not
there,
like a alcohol high school party,
right.
Just
we
to
were
hang
just,
out.
Yeah, we were just going to be funny.
Because one of the people that we care about that are our kids' age, that are friends with both of our kids, was going to go. And we were like,
yeah, we just better save them.
Yeah.
So,
we were gonna headed be those
out
parents.
There. Yeah. We were going to be those moms. We headed out there and this kid called us and was like, I'm not out there. And we're like, dang it. Okay.
We were out of town on our way there.
We were. And I'm like, skirt. Okay. So then we turned around. We drove around Minneapolis. We drove over to Delphus. Mm-hmm. We just had like the time of our lives.
What was supposed to be a 30, 45 minute deal turned into 3 hours.
Yeah. It was like the time of our lives. I think that we just needed that time.
I felt like I was 17 again for 3 hours.
Me too. And you know what? I had like zero fear that my dad was going to come downtown and find us.
Well, same, but for different reasons.
I was never allowed to hang out downtown.
Really?
No, like I had to go with my brother.
My dad would actually start like frisbee games in the middle of downtown.
Oh, that is fun.
So like we'd all be at the bar or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he always had two frisbees in his truck.
That
so
is
he
so fun.
Had a Ford F-150 where the back doors, like the front doors had to be open for the back doors to open.
Okay.
And in the pocket of the door, he always had two frisbees.
That's fun.
So he'd be like, let's go play frisbee. And so we'd go out there and like before you know it.
In Main Street.
In the middle of Main Street, right between the bar and the bank.
Yeah.
Like that whole intersection, the bar, the bank, the corner store.
Yeah.
Was shut down.
That is because we were all everybody's there. Just
literally
frisbeeing.
Like the bar would end that up being so empty fun. Unless somebody needed to go so in and get a drink or go to the bathroom.
That is so
everybody
fun.
Would be outside playing frisbee.
That's great.
Just randomly on like a Saturday night.
I love that
for no more reason than my dad just saying let's go play frisbee.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was always downtown.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Downtown. any more you want to talk about on that?
No.
Okay. What app on your phone do you use the most?
Oh, Snapchat.
Well,
and TikTok recently, just because my best friend sends me 922 videos. Do you know who that might be?
It's been real good lately.
It's been so good.
I got she on an interesting side of TikTok.
She came out of the office this morning to my desk and she's like, hey, you need to start looking at
these. I need you to catch up because I'm getting a little excessive here. It looks like I've got a problem. So you need to catch up.
Yeah.
I would say my most used one. I'm looking at them now.
Okay.
I mean, other than phone and messages, because I use my phone for work. So I do a lot an email.
Right.
I do a lot of that on there. I would say probably, I don't know, probably Snapchat or Facebook. But Snapchat, I don't want people to think that I'm on it all day. I literally talk to 4 people on here.
No, I mean, like, I mean.
Like, that's it. 4 people.
I didn't mean like you're talking to everybody, but.
No. But like. I don't care about the streaks. I don't care about all of that stuff. Like 4 people.
Yeah.
And usually while I'm on Snapchat talking to those 4 people, I'm also texting them.
Right. Yeah.
Holding a completely different conversation. Yeah. But that's how we keep our stuff separate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this is one conversation. This is another. So while you're replying to this one, I'm replying to this one and we just bounce back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would say Snapchat.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than phone, email,
right,
and texts, because I do a lot of email on my phone and calendar because of work,
right?
But non-work related stuff, I would say Snapchat. What are you doing?
Looking at my
I guess you could look at your screen time if you have it set up. It's probably gonna tell me TikTok's the most used recently.
Yeah,
because I've been down that rabbit hole.
I can't find it, though.
You can't find screen time?
Mm-mm.
That's under settings. And then screen time.
Mm-mm.
Oh, God.
Screen time.
Oh, no. Today was...
App activity? No, not now. That's following.
Yeah, you see all app and website activity. Let's go by the day.
Screen time?
Yeah. You must not have your setup for your app activity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wants to, turn on an activity. See all activity. Oh, look at that. None.
Mine's not good.
I just set it up. So
mine's not good.
What is it?
It's definitely TikTok recently.
Well, let's report back next week.
Today, TikTok was number one just because of this morning. But right. then Teams for work was okay. number two.
Yeah.
And then messages.
Yeah.
yeah. It's actually not that bad. Look.
Oh, yeah. It's so bad. 2 hours. But it's like.
Once you go down that hole, though, it's hard to get out of it.
It really is. Do not go poop because you're going to be on there for days.
Or don't friend me and let me be comfortable with sending you really random so things.
I get stuck like on TikTok or Facebook Reels or Snapchat Reels.
Facebook Reels.
Snapchat Reels. That'll catch you. I don't even know how I did it, but one time I just clicked whatever.
I don't even do that.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Snapchat is nuts. Snapchat's good, but it's nuts. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was trying to do dinner one night and I was just like,
did you burn your supper?
45 minutes later, I was like, well, back to it. 45 minutes.
Success.
Literally.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook Reels. I don't do Snapchat Reels. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's how little I actually gander around in Snapchat. Mm-hmm. So TikTok and then on Instagram every now and then. Like if okay. I get sent, I don't ever open Instagram unless I get sent something.
Okay. Okay.
If I get sent something, then I'll open it and then I just swipe watch. And watch. And then I may send a couple, but
yeah.
I never open Instagram unless I get sent something.
Okay.
So.
That's fine.
But yeah, I didn't even know Snapchat had Reels.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I'll have to check it out later.
Yeah. 45 minutes later. Send them to me. Then I'll know you're on there.
What's the SpongeBob thing? 7 years later or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's where I get that from. I don't even watch SpongeBob.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway. What's your favorite board game?
I would have to say, yeah, I'm going to say it, Monopoly. Just because it's like, when I think of Monopoly, I think of family time. I think of long, drawn out, good old butt-beaten Monopoly.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
What?
Even though it's my life goal to own every Monopoly,
yeah,
I hate it.
Really?
Because every time... table where the game board would get flipped. I think in my entire life, and it's not me. Next time Dana's back, we're
angry
playing.
People. Oh, okay.
But I would say in my entire lifetime, I've maybe finished 5 games of Monopoly.
That's
because it gets flung off the table.
Other people are
yeah
crazy. That's yeah. so funny because you're so competitive. I would think that it would be you flinging.
I'm very strategic.
I can't. No, I'm done with this conversation.
No,
I'm
but done. In Monopoly, yeah. No, it's not. I'm a very strategic person with okay. Monopoly. Like okay. my competitiveness doesn't come out in Monopoly.
You just it's have a really game plan weird. And you know yeah. it and that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like when I play chess. I'm very strategic.
I think you have to be.
But that's how my brain works
okay.
when I play board games. I know it's weird.
I'm going to lose.
I'm going to have hotel on hotel on hotel on hotel. But my favorite board game to play is Sequence. It's kind of like Connect Four
okay.
on a board
okay.
with cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have to play that too.
Yep.
I love Mexican Train Dominoes.
I've never played.
Oh my gosh. The first time I played was at like a church thing. It was a bunch of us couples that got together and did this thing. It was a long, long time ago, but it was so, so much fun. And it's like Monopoly. It lasts forever and it's really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Sequence is number one and then probably Scattergories.
Okay.
I like Scattergories.
Is that where you do the mm-hmm.
where you have the list and you roll the die and whatever letter it ends on, you have to answer like a name of a boy. And
Scrabble
the letters G
is what I'm thinking
you're thinking
of. The words.
Yes, you're okay. thinking Scrabble.
Yeah. Okay, Scattergories.
Have you never played Scattergories?
No.
So you have a die with all the letters on it.
Okay.
It's a 26-sided
wow.
die.
Okay.
And you roll it, whatever letter it ends on. You have a list of questions. And I think if I remember correctly, there's 12 lists.
Okay.
And then so like list one, whatever letter that ends on, if it's like name of a boy and your letter is G, you have to put like Gary.
Okay.
Or like something in your fridge, grapes.
Okay.
Like every answer has to have that letter, and it, there's a timer.
Oh, dang. Okay.
But if you say Gary and I say Gary, we neither one of us get that point. Oh, so you have to be like unique with your things.
Okay. Okay.
And try to think outside of the box. Oh, man, to get
that
your
would
points.
Be fun.
It's a lot of fun. Okay. My mom, Cole, myself and the kids played the other day. Mm-hmm. Not the other day. It's probably been
a while.
Probably 2 months.
Okay.
But we allow you to get up and run around.
Okay.
As long as you get... If you run out of time, you run out of time.
Right.
But like things in a fridge, you can run to the fridge and look, open it up.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
Look.
Okay.
Or like things in a pantry or things in your living room or on a map. So my grandparents had a globe in their basement. So we would place categories down there because one of the categories is like world countries or something
that's fun. Yeah.
And if you end up on like W.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to pick Wales.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me tell you that.
Right. Gone.
Yeah. So that's cool. Then you'd go over to the globe and try to find something. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. A lot of people don't allow that, but I think it's funny when someone just bolts up and runs.
Right. And you're like, what's happening?
What are you stuck on? Yeah. So that's probably my second favorite though.
That's fun. Okay.
Do you collect anything? You want to start collecting teeth.
I did say that.
I already collect teeth.
Do I collect anything? Obviously not that I don't know what I collect.
I got a joke, but I'm not saying it on this.
Collect plants. I mean, I have plants.
No.
Yeah.
Way nothing. Funnier joke.
No, what?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have anything that I collect. What about you?
Other Monopoly, teeth. Oh, yeah. But when I was a kid, I had thousands of football cards.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
And I wish I still had all of them.
Yeah.
But they were removed from my possession and pawned.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Missed those. Like, you know those, like, 3 and 5 inch binders?
Yeah.
I had probably 5 of them full. Dang. Of sleeves.
Dang.
Of cards. I could be rich.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. One card in there could have made me rich.
Yeah, I know. Darn.
Anyways, I guess I would have worked tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you believe in astrology? I know this is so contradicting for our beliefs.
I think I'm not answering that because obviously it's a no.
It was a viewer question.
Yeah, obviously it's a no. But
do you ever read a fortune for your astrology sign?
Yeah, because I think it's fun.
Are you a Pisces or an Aries?
An Aries.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember what part of the month that it cut off
at. Yeah. I definitely think it's fun. That's all. I mean, I've read it in the newspaper.
So then is your sign water then? Is Aries water?
I thought it was I don't know.
It's either fire or water. I think it's water. Look it up. I think it's water. I think that's the astrology sign.
No, Aries is not a water sign. It's the fire sign.
Fire.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe I should start reading mine.
I'm air. Probably because I got air in my head.
That's funny. Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you believe you should do one thing a day that scares you?
You scare me, so.
Listen, I am so mad. Why? I had so many good scares for Scaretober through work, and not a single one was recorded.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I could have totally.
That's the truth. Yeah.
I probably got you. And that one time.
With my coffee and my leg that kicked, like, up to my nose. Yeah.
I had just scared you.
Yeah.
And then went out to the showroom where your desk is. And you thought I was right there. Little did you know I was not right there. Yeah. A little farther. Or the time I grabbed your leg.
That was gross. That was so gross.
That was awesome.
I hate that.
I'm sorry. I won't ever do it again.
No, I mean, okay. I don't like to be scared, but it is funny
after.
It is
so fun scaring you because your body just, your involuntary body movements and your involuntary noises are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I would have totally won that.
Yeah, you would have. I'd have been on a TikTok.
Yeah, you would have been on our company's TikTok for sure. Because those were good.
They were
good. I'm kind of disappointed. What's your favorite kind of museum to visit?
I don't know. We went to a... Okay. My favorite one that I've been to is probably the Cowboy Museum in Oklahoma City. It has lots and lots and lots of things in there.
Like Yeehaw Cowboys?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't know if we were talking Yeehaw Cowboy or like Dallas Cowboy. And I'm like, well, that'd be weird if it was in Oklahoma. Oh. But I guess they don't have a professional team. Yeah. So.
They have this whole replica of this entire town in the basement. That's there. Cool. And you can go in and it is literally as big as the town. Like you're walking through the town. It is super cool. And they have a stockyard in there.
Have you ever been to Fort Worth Stockyards?
No. That's we need to go. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I would say that that's the coolest museum that I've been in. We did go to a firefighter
yeah. museum
in Oklahoma City. That was okay. The kids liked that. I would have liked to go into, it was like on a Sunday or something. I don't know why we didn't go in. Oh, it was Christmas Eve. That's why we went to the downtown bombing area. And okay. I would have loved to go in there.
I don't think that's a place to take your kids at the age that they're at, though.
No, we just went outside and saw the things. Yeah. And I don't think that any of them like understood what was going yeah, on. Probably. Like, I don't even know that Cadian would have cared.
Right.
And he's in junior high.
Right.
But.
Well, I think it's hard to care because it's hard to grasp.
That's what I mean. Like, I didn't mean that he didn't care. I just mean that, you know, like he just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, but it's like saying somebody born in 2004, 2005 feels the impact of 9/11.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it would just be very hard. Like, yes, it's tragic and you know that it's tragic. Right. But as as a child specifically. Right. It would be hard to grasp, like, what that truly was.
Yeah. Even as an adult, it's hard. It's like, oh, my gosh, what? I guess I'm ignorant to life and news and all the things. And I didn't even really know.
That it happened?
Yeah, as an adult. I just was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, okay.
It was massive.
Yeah. I know that now. I didn't know it then. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Your favorite?
I just like anything history related.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there was a traveling Holocaust museum that went to Union Station in Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
That I really, really, really wanted to go to. Uh-huh. And I wasn't able to, and that made me sad. But I went to the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam. Okay. Super cool.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated, and I know that sounds really jacked up, but I'm fascinated with the Holocaust, like how he was able to persuade people, like it's all just fascinating, obviously very tragic again, but
absolutely
just how everything unfolded. Mm-hmm. So one of my goals is to travel back to Europe and go to Auschwitz.
Oh, that would be cool.
I think it'd be very emotional.
Yeah,
but that's one of my life goals.
Yeah,
is to go to Auschwitz.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So, but anything generally history related other than dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't mind going to like Sternberg, but
yeah, that's cool, but
I'm not a big dinosaur person. Mm-hmm. Love birds though.
Do ya?
I put a bird feeder out this year.
I know.
So I can watch them out of my kitchen window.
And how'd that go for you?
I filled it up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pigs.
There was one time I had 8 birds on my bird feeder at one time. It was awesome.
Pigs. Yeah.
I think they're just little finches. I don't know the difference.
But they eat a lot.
If it's not a dove or a pheasant or a turkey, I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Here, bird.
Come here, bird. So, but yeah, it was, they kind of made a mess. I need to figure something out for next year because it's just hanging on the edge of my porch.
Okay.
And so when they're there, they make a mess on part of my porch and my railing.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a pain to go out there and clean every so often. So I have one of those like post hangers.
Oh yeah.
That I'm going to probably put in that mulch bed in front and then hang it on that. Yeah. So I can still see it out my kitchen window, but then it's not on my porch.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
So, cause I have plans for my porch.
Yeah.
Eventually. Like I want to put a couple chairs out there and whatnot so I can watch the sunrise.
Yeah, and you don't need that mess of a bird.
I don't want to deal with it because I'll have a baby out there probably with me or, well, not a baby.
He's, a kid. Yeah.
He's a, I guess he's technically a toddler now.
Yeah, almost. 18 months?
I thought it was.
18 months or a toddler.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just after 12. It's no longer a.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah. He's getting close. Yeah. He's over a year or so.
Yeah.
By spring, he will be 18 months old. Mm-hmm. So either way.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
I love him.
Yeah. He was a pain in the bath tonight.
Oh.
It's fine. Have you ever met a celebrity?
Us.
No. I've never been called the C word before.
That's pretty good. No, not that I know. No.
You? Have you ever watched Teen Mom?
Yes.
You know Janelle and her mom, Barbara?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
And Keitha? Mm-mm. Okay, so Janelle was on Teen Mom, and her mom is Barbara. Barbara ended up raising her son Jace for a while, whatever. But Janelle went through a substance abuse situation, and so Barbara was always on or whatever. I met Barbara my senior year on senior sneak at Myrtle Beach in a Carter's clothing store.
What?
I'm not joking.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And she was so cool in real life.
Yeah. What did like, was it like weird? Was she was just like, doo, doo, doo?
And she was just like, she was clearly in there buying clothes for Jace. Like,
right.
He was probably, because I'm trying to think, Teen Mom came out when I was in high school. So I would say he was probably born in 08-ish. I think, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was around the time Allie was born, but it was definitely before.
Okay.
So by senior year, he was probably four. Maybe five. And she was just in there buying clothes.
How did you approach the situation?
So like, I actually pointed it out to my classmates and I was like, is that who I think it is?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. Like, we don't watch it. I'm like, how do you not watch Teen Mom? First of all, second of all, look at my phone. Is this her?
That's
like,
so
I was
funny.
Having kind of like a, I was geeking out a little bit.
Yeah.
And so then I just went and like looked at clothes beside her and I just turned my head. I was like, are you Barbara? And she was like, I am. And I was like, I'm a big fan of you. And she was like, oh, sweetie, that's so funny. But she has like a really hickish southern twang.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I'm not even going to try that accent.
Yeah.
But she was like, yeah, I am. And I was just like, oh, it's so cool. And I was like, can I take a picture? She's like, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to see if I can find it.
Okay.
But that's the only celebrity I've ever met.
I don't know if she's, I mean, I guess she's a celebrity. I haven't met her, but we saw her.
We?
Yes, at Sam's Club.
Oh! Yeah! I would call, I would probably call that.
I mean, we smiled at each other.
She doesn't work. I guarantee you she doesn't work. I bet she still just makes royalties and does social media.
Yeah, she does a lot of social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess
she was on TV.
Yeah, she was.
For like,
yeah, she, yeah. Mm-hmm. For real, for real.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
She even was like, just normal life in it.
She really was.
With her two kids.
And that's pretty cool.
Just normal life in it.
Yeah.
She's got a really nice vehicle.
Yeah, me and Cody talked about it. I was just like, do you think we'll ever see her? And he's like, no.
And you and I did.
Bruh. I told him about that. He's like, no, you didn't. I said, yeah, yes, we did. Yeah, that's so funny.
What did we go to Sam's for?
Cheese that I spelt my...
Oh,
car.
Okay, so did you get that clean?
Okay, so yeah. Okay, I was super annoyed. Like, you know my life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my life now was on the verge of, like, just me deteriorating so fast. Like, I was just, like, hot mess express for a minute. So anyway, when was that? Last Thursday?
Yeah, because it was when we did food day at work.
Okay, so last Thursday, I was going... Okay, my husband put this small crock pot of queso cheese in the front seat of my car on the floorboard. I go and turn the corner on the interstate. So I take like this little two lane out of town and then I get on the interstate. So you kind of have to be fast if they're like at the, like a semi or something's at the bridge. Well, this lady in front of me was just gawking around and I was just like, I'm going right after her. Like if they're going to hit me, they're going to hit her too. Right. Or if they're going to hit her, they're going to hit me anyway. So I'm like, whatever. So I skeet skeet, turn the corner and the whole crock pot falls. And I hear like this jumble and I'm like, and then I'm thinking, what was that? Look over, the whole crock pot is just all on the side. So then I'm trying to get back over to get off the interstate and here comes a semi. So I'm just like trying to be cautious while reaching over and I'm like, you know what? Don't reach over, just be smart. I drove, got off the interstate and this cheese. It's not like a full blown, like, I don't know, what are they, like 8 quarts or whatever?
Yeah, it's probably like a little 3 quart.
Okay, yeah, so it's like tiny, okay? But anyway, so it spills everywhere and there's like not even an inch left and not even like half an inch left of cheese in this thing. And I'm like, oh my God.
All of it went all over your floorboard.
Yeah. So then Friday, I had Friday off. Saturday, I think I did it on Saturday. I don't know. I did it on Friday. Cody and I were both off the same day.
Yeah, it was Friday then.
Okay, so Friday I did it. And I'm scraping the cheese up and I'm just like, I cannot, like I'm digging my fingernails into the carpet, right? Like,
oh,
you know.
No, you didn't.
Bro, it went clear up to my knuckle. And I'm like, what? The cheese. I'm just like, that's.
Did you get it out from under your seat?
That is a lot of cheese.
Because it went under your seat.
So then
too.
I pushed my seat up and okay. So then I'm scraping it with a putty knife. I don't know, a thick putty knife because putty knives to me. Anyway, a putty knife. And I'm like pushing it on the carpet. Still, this much cheese comes out of my carpet. So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I put water on top
of
it. You
should have taken your floor mat out and taken it to the car wash and just.
We did, but oh, then okay. It's on the carpet. And then
yeah,
underneath
but not
of
near
the seat,
as much.
No, it wasn't. But then you have that little beveled around the thing, around the seat. Or whatever, the sidewalls.
So note to self, next time you bring queso to work, put a trash bag around it.
Note to self, don't bring it in a
just heat it up when you get there.
Yeah. Oh my Lanta. So underneath of it, the what is it called? The heater is underneath the seat. And of course it's been cold. Mm-hmm. So when I'm scraping that up, it is brown. Like it had been heated enough for the next 3 days. And it was so, like, again, the reason for telling you that the crock pot was empty is because all of that cheese was in my carpet.
Yeah.
All of it. It was a mess.
It was a lot of cheese.
So
I still have the picture. We could post it.
We can post it. We'll post it.
It was a lot of cheese.
So everybody.
I bet
like,
your car smells good.
No, it doesn't.
It smells like rotten cheese now.
Peppers.
Mmm. Green chilies.
I don't know. I can't smell much.
Okay. Well, let's move on before you get heated even more.
Yeah, I'm definitely heated.
Do you think pineapple should be a pizza topping?
There are friends of mine that like it. So I don't want to interrupt that.
I love pineapple on pizza.
I love pineapple, but I don't like it hot.
See, that's my... I love pineapple anyway. Like, fresh pineapple.
Yeah.
Cut it, slice it.
Okay.
Put that sucker on a grill. Grilled pineapple.
I just
smoked
can't do
pineapple.
It hot.
Smoked pineapple.
Not hot. I respect your decision.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Should toilet paper be hung over or under?
Over.
Thank you. Do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
Yeah.
Is it wrong to wear socks with sandals?
Yeah.
Should cats or dogs rule the world?
Cats, because all dogs go to...
Ow, ow. Is it okay to eat cookies for breakfast?
Absolutely. YOLO!
Do you feel like it's better to be a superhero or a supervillain?
Well, obviously a hero. Nobody likes a villain.
Sometimes the villains aren't as bad as they are made out to be.
I'm going to agree with you on that one because, you know.
I'm just, you know. Should here's one that I thought about earlier. Should schools have uniforms?
I think that bullying would be definitely on the minimum.
I would vote in 100% favor of that. Not only that, then there's no argument of what you're right. what your kids are wearing to school.
Right. Yeah.
When you go back to school shopping, there's no arguing of you're not wearing that.
Yeah.
Out in public, so there's no point in even buying it.
Or what can you can't you wear at school? Like some. The thing for me is tank tops. Girls cannot wear. I don't know if this is still a thing, but when I was in high school, boys could wear cutoffs, but girls but are we not can wear tank top.
Spaghetti straps or anything less than a. I think it was 2-inch.
Strap. If there are nipples hanging out, I'm distracted in class.
Yeah,
I mean, you know what I mean. And that was the biggest thing for the teachers were, well, her bra's hanging out, his nipple's hanging out.
Yeah,
like I can, I'm distracted as a nipple, and why has he got three of them? Okay, sorry.
No, I would 100% vote in favor of school uniforms.
Yeah,
I know to get started, it would obviously probably be pretty pricey because you can't just wear clothes that they already have. But so, you need what? 2-3 sets? Because I do laundry every day.
So I think it's Alina Christian. I don't know what it's called now. But anyway, my my cousins actually went there. And they have them at Target. They're just like blue polos.
Yeah, and khakis.
That's what they wear. So that's, you have to wear that.
So when my niece that grew up in Texas, when she had to wear a school uniform, I think she had white, gray, or navy were her colors. Like, so it's not like you have to wear navy every day.
Right.
But they had set colors and she could either wear a so many inch long skirt or pants.
Yeah.
But I would 100% vote in favor of that.
Yeah, me too. I think that that would cut down on bullying and, you know, I don't know. And then here's the other thing. You know, hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kids like them, whatever. But I think there would be more hand-me-downs than, you know, especially for school. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
You can do it like a donate program. Like that could be something for one of the clubs throughout the school.
Yep.
And it would be easier to disperse.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'd be in favor of it.
Yeah.
On the school subject, do you feel like they should get rid of homework as far as like sending homework home for kids?
Here's the thing. Do they actually, being a mom of a senior in our school system, I do not ever remember him having to come home and do homework.
My kids come home every day with homework. Both of my older ones.
Do you think it's because they're not doing their homework in school?
Do you know my oldest child? No. Granted, she's a sophomore and she is taking a college class.
Right.
But she's still coming home with like her math, her other stuff.
So the teachers are not giving them enough time in school to do it.
I don't know if it's that or if just because we have all of these different aspects in the classroom now.
Okay.
That we're having to accommodate.
Okay.
So like you have one kid over here that has an IEP that we have to accommodate. You have one kid over here. Instead of organizing, because I've noticed with not just this school district, but another school district we were in, they don't organize classes very efficiently.
Okay.
So like Landon, he takes more of the class's time. So she can't teach the rest of the class.
Okay.
And say math. In particular. Okay. So she spends more one-on-one time with Landon. So that means she doesn't get as much time with the other kids to answer their questions.
Okay.
So then those other kids are coming home with homework. Same thing with Allie. She has a class where she has, and I'm all for kids getting the help that they need, obviously. So Allie has a class where she, I think she's got like 3 or 4 kids that they just need a little extra help. And by all means, give them the help. But then she doesn't have time to finish. Because by the time the lesson is done, she's got 5-10 minutes.
Because she's because the teachers worked 20 minutes with these kids before
because class the lesson started. Had to be extended because these kids had extra questions.
I see.
Throughout the lesson. So then by the time she's done teaching, there's only 10 minutes left of class to work on it.
I think that's crazy.
I think it's the lesson
should be
sword.
Yeah, the lesson should be taught and then you go back in one-on-one. But here's the other thing. When I was a para educator,
and this is exactly why I asked you this.
Okay, because when in the elementary, I've never been to the high school, in the elementary school, there is 20 of us. 20. I'm not even kidding you. 20 of us. I know. Probably more than that. But why are we not having that for our high school kids? And there were a lot of them that left the elementary to go to the high school.
Have you ever, like, sat through the process and, like, looked at a kid's file of all the steps that have to be taken to even get that help?
An IEP?
Yes. Or even a 504.
I have. I don't know what that is. I have. No, I have not.
So a 504 is where it's not as extensive as an IEP. And I'm not an expert by any means.
Okay.
But we've, like, looked into these things. Essentially, a 504 allows the student extra time. So, like, if they need an extra day to get an assignment in,
okay,
they don't get docked those points.
Okay.
Or if they need to go to, say, the counselor's room or to the office to take a test, okay, they can do that without having to, like, go to that dedicated special.
Okay.
I don't want to say special, but just, like, higher needs area of the
right,
building.
Right, right.
So they get small accommodations, okay, but with an IEP, like, they get modified assignments. So they still have assignments, but instead of 20 questions to see if they do it, they may have five.
Yep.
So there's actual modifications to be made for their assignments, whereas the 504 just gives them extra tools.
Okay. I just don't see why we're not doing that.
It's insane.
I would like to, I think,
Heather, I've been working on this for 2 years. And we still have not even got to the testing part of an IEP.
So you're failing, not you, they are failing your child because they are not getting their steps together?
So the school psychologist has to be the one to do it. And granted, the one of the 2 years that we worked on this, our kid was in state custody.
Okay.
Biological father would not sign off. He still had rights, so we couldn't do a whole lot.
Okay.
But we could do some things to kind of prepare.
Okay.
He could have got an education advocate. There's nobody here that is licensed to be an education advocate. It's like a 14-day class that they have to go to Topeka to take.
Jeez.
And they don't get paid to do it. So, like, I could have became his education advocate, but I would have had taken 2 weeks off of work to go do it.
Yeah.
And I just did not have the funds or time to be able to do 2 weeks.
Right.
So then all of that, then you have to join, like, all of the tutor groups that the school offers. Okay, great. We've done that.
Yep.
Then there's JAG. Okay, great. He's in JAG.
Yeah.
Then there's a tutor person, an adult tutor through JAG that you have to fill out more paperwork for to become accepted into that program. And of course, it may be different at different schools. This is just the courses that this school has.
Yeah.
So then we filled out all of that. You have to get letters from therapists. You have to get letters from any med management specialists if they're on medications. Of, like, recommendation, like, hey, these kids need this. And then if all of that fails,
okay,
then you can get tested for an IEP.
Wow.
So we have done every single one of those steps. Plus, I have hired a private tutor. And our grades are improving, but not great. But we still cannot even get him tested for an IEP.
And by that time, he's going to be a junior.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's very
Well, no wonder they do it in kindergarten.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So that way it's in place by their senior year.
Jeez. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So I just have one more thing, and we're at an hour.
Okay.
Is it acceptable to wear socks with sandals?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
Kids do it all the time. They look dumb. They're like, I don't want my toes to be showing.
They wear socks with, like, slides. But, like, you see people wearing socks with, like, Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. My kid does that.
I mean, I will if I'm taking the trash out, but I'm not.
Nah, I put my slippers on, bud.
I don't own a pair of slippers.
Merry Christmas.
I had
Merry Christmas.
My husband did get me a pair, I don't know, probably 5 years ago for Christmas, and my kid cabbaged onto them, and I don't have them anymore because she has them.
Okay.
So, I loved those slippers.
Yeah. No socks. No. What about you? You think socks?
If I'm like taking the trash out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing though. I'm like not, everybody does it. Do like, you know,
if I run downtown, if I'm not going inside,
yeah,
I'll wear socks with sandals.
Yeah,
I'll
wear whatever.
Clearly, she showed up to my house one morning. Oh my God. And I said, "What are you doing?"
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
I also had my hair wrapped in a towel because I just you got sure out of the shower. Did. Obviously, no makeup.
What shoes are you wearing right now?
Well, it was them, but
yeah.
I don't have any on now. They are snake skin pointy.
Flats?
Flats. Yeah. That is so funny. Anyway. Yep.
I was like, Heller.
With my sweatpants.
What you doing there?
Just, you know, enjoying my life. It was, you know, just had a run Keegan over.
And you didn't have any other shoes available?
Listen, when I come home from
work. They're not sandals.
They're not sandals, and I did not have socks on. Zero socks. So guess what?
It's acceptable, I suppose.
They're called mules.
That is what they're called.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? Anyway, yeah. Snakeskin mules with my sweatpants and my hair up. It was no good. Makeup. I was popping.
Like you was popping.
I did not go. I was offering. I did ask Keegan to go to Casey's because I had texted you that morning.
He didn't have time for me.
No, I texted you that morning and asked you. Oh, we were both. You were the your baby was being crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I said something and I texted you and I was going to go get you a donut and coffee from Casey's.
Still waiting on it.
And I just did not have.
I'm still waiting on it. But you got donut and a Red Bull and your kids got chocolate milk.
That was a whole 6 days later.
And I'm still waiting on mine.
Okay. I was really nervous. Like one morning, Laura, Sunday. Was it a Sunday or a Saturday?
No, it was Sunday.
I get out of the shower.
Why were you nervous?
Okay. I get out of the shower and Jack's like, Mom. And so I come out and he was like, where did these come from? And I was like, what is that? And I'm like, who got us donuts? Well, Cody leaves at 4 o'clock in the morning. So there's no way that he went to Casey's, right? Zero chance. And I'm like, maybe Keegan, like nobody would have been here. And then I'm like, who would have been here this early? And then I'm like, it had to have been Laura.
You done messed up when you gave me the code to your house.
I didn't mess up.
Just kidding. Lynx opened it up for me.
So I'm like, so then
I don't
like,
even remember it. Actually, so, no, I do remember it. Just is, kidding.
So then like,
is I'm the battery just, change?
Yeah. It's good. No.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, wait, what? I'm like, maybe it was Laura. So I go back to my bedroom to get my phone and I'm like, hopefully she's not still here. Cause like towel total. That's it. And so I go back to my bedroom to get my phone and Laura had just texted me like bing in my hand. And I was like, Laura, she's like, I got you donuts, your Red Bull's in the fridge, and Jack's milk is in the fridge, and Lynx has her milk. And I'm like, boo boo.
Yeah.
You're so great.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's nice to be seen. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. You're welcome. do you have anything that you want to close us off with, or we're just going to hit it back next week?
Just that I appreciate you.
Okay. Well, hopefully next week you're a little more prepared. Hopefully this week's better to you.
I was prepared. I had lots of stuff down.
Okay, we'll talk about it all next week.
Okay.
I'm not even doing one thing for next week then, other than the food.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We'll see you. Not see you. We'll speak to you next week.
You'll see us. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.